In this program, we are having it, which we are having it every week, we are learning the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the people of Jannah. Open your kitab, the Noble Quran, on Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 256. We're going to be studying this verse in today's program, insha'Allah, as we go in order, learning from the Kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Quran Al-Kareem. The verse starts by saying, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون. The word ثم comes, and comes again, and that's the beauty of learning from the Quran, is that many of the words which we have already studied, it will come again and again to remind you, and you won't miss anything, inshallah, by learning with us in this program. The word thumma means then. Thumma, just tha, on top of the tha, there is a dhamma, then meem. Thumma, then. Ba'athnaakum. بعثناكم بعث يوم البعث means the day of judgment. يوم البعث means the day of judgment. But بعث here, بعث comes as a verb. بعثناكم means we have sent you, or we have revived you, we have sent you to life again, or we have revived you. يبعث literally, the word يبعث only literally means to send. And it can be used also to mean send to life, meaning to revive or to recreate you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive us again, will recreate us again. مِن بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ after our death. مِن means from. And the word بَعْدَ means after. مِن بَعْدَ means from after. مِن قَبْلَ means from before. So don't forget, the word بَعْثَ means to send. And بَعْث refers to the day of judgment. And بَعْثْنَاكُمْ means we have revived you. مِن بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ from after your death. Maut means death. The word maut means death. Mim, waw, and ta. Maut. مَوْتِكُمْ your death. مَوْتِكُمْ your death. مِن بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ from after your death. We take from that the word mayyit, which means a dead person. Mayyit. You hear it a lot on Radio Islam, we say mayyit announcement. And the verb is yamut. Yamut, which means to die. Yamut. Yamut means to die in a present tense form. The past tense is mata. Mat. Mat means died. مِن بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ from after your death. لَعَلَّكُمْ, the word لَعَلَّكُمْ means so that you may. لَمْ only means so that. Just the لَمْ. لَا. لَعَلَّكُمْ, so that you may. لَعَلَّكُمْ means so that you may. تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may be grateful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the story of Israel nation, and we are continuing speaking about the story of this nation, taking lessons from their life and from their attitude. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. يَشْكُر means to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be grateful. يَشْكُر, to be thankful. Thank you means أَشْكُرُكَ, thank you. أَنَا أَشْكُرُكَ means thank you or شُكْرًا لَك. تَشْكُرُونَ, so that you may be grateful. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ. The next verse says وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ. وَظَلَّلْنَا. Dhil, the word dhil, write down, dhil, dha and lam. And under the dha, there is a kasra, so we say dhi, dhil. Dhil means shade. The word dhil means shade. Now, the verb, dhallala, dhallala, shaded. Verb, to make a shade. Wadhallalna, we have shaded you. Or shade, made shade over you, over you. We have made a shade over you, to protect them from the sun. عليكم, over you. عليكم, we have made a shade over you. ظللنا عليكم. الغمام, الغمام means the clouds. الغمام, in a sense that the clouds were shading them, or making a shade over them to protect them from the sun. وظللنا عليكم الغمام. We make a shade over you to protect you from the sun, because they were in the desert of Sinai. There is nothing that can protect them in the desert from the sun. And the sun is very hot there in these Arabian places. It's very, very hot, really, really hot. Not like 32 degrees, it's maybe 40 degrees or even more than that. And it's very, very hot, really very hot. وَظَلَّلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْغَمَامَ And we shaded you, we shaded over you the clouds. To protect you, of course. غَمَام is clouds. غَيْن, ميم, أَلِف, ميم. وَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَنَّ وَأَنْزَلْنَا We sent down. أَنْزَلْنَا يُنْزِل means to send down. أَنْزَلَا past tense, sent down. وَأَنْزَلْنَا We sent down to you, عَلَيْكُمْ upon you. We sent down upon you. أَلْمَنَّ the مَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى the quails, some kinds of a bird to eat from. السلوى is called السلوى. سين لام واو يا مقصورة which is pronounced as an alif. كلوا كلوا a command verb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting them. Eat. كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم. That's one of the best foods ever. منا and سلوى. The quails. And still so people hunt the quails and eat it. كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم. كلوا eat. من from. من طيبات the good things, the pure things, the beautiful things. كلوا من طيبات طيب means pure, means beautiful, means good. That's طيب. It's a طيب رزق means it's a beautiful رزق, it's a wonderful رزق, it's a good رزق, it's a حلال رزق. All these are meaning for the word طيب. طيبات is plural. طيبات the good things. من طيبات ما رزقناكم from what? That which we have provided for you or sustained you with, referring to the manna and salwa. Razaqnakum rizq means sustenance or provision, and yarzuq means to provide or to sustain. Yarzuq, from what we have provided you with or from what we have sustained you with. Wama zalamuna, and they haven't wronged us, they haven't oppressed or committed transgression to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they transgressed against their own selves. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَمَا negates what comes after it. They didn't ظَلَمُونَ They didn't oppress or wronged us. ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ يَظْلِم means to oppress or to transgress or to commit a wrong thing. That's يَظْلِم. وَمَا ظَلَمُونَ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ وَلَكِنْ but the verb وَلَكِنْ means but. وَلَكِنْ but. كانوا they were كانوا past tense and a group of people that's why we use واو الجماعة كانوا they were أنفسهم they were to themselves يظلمون doing wrong they were doing wrong to themselves they were oppressing themselves you can oppress yourself by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you can be an oppressor but oppressor to who? To yourself وما ظلمون ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون That's verse number 58. Then the next verse is a bit a long verse. We will stop here by this verse, verse 58. And then inshallah in the coming program we will take the coming verse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. We will take a short break now. And after the break we will continue with the dialogue questions. مرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع الآن ننتقل إلى كلمات المحادثة Now we are moving to the phrases of the dialogues the important dialogue phrases and today it's about العائلة والأقارب family and relatives some important phrases related to family and friends sorry family and relatives the word family first is عائلة. عائلة. Write it down. Family means عائلة or أسرة. عائلة or أسرة. عائلة is عين ألف. همزة لام and round تاء. عائلة. Or أسرة also have the same meaning. أسرة. ألف سين راء and round تاء. The difference is in English you have family but in Arabic we have We call the big family عائلة. The big family عائلة refers more to the the husband and wife, and maybe grandfather and grandmother, aunts and uncles, all these are called al-a'ila, the family, a big family. While usra, maybe it refers to the small family, includes husband and wife and children. So that's just some technical difference. However, both of them means family. And of course, it comes from after that, then the tribe, al-qabila. Qabila means tribe. Refers to the big, big family. Maybe it includes grandfathers and grand-grandfathers and maternal aunt and maternal uncles and so on. And that's the tribe. A tribe. Anyway, we don't want to go much in details here. It is also the clan, and which in Arabic also refers to part of the family, al-fasila, al-fasilatihi allati tu'wi. So we won't go to that, but let's continue. The word al-aqarib refers to relatives. Aqarib, alif qaf alif ra ba, aqarib, aqaribi, my relatives. And the singular is qarib. Qarib. Qarib means near. Literally, qarib means near. Also, qarib can mean relative. Someone who is near from me or someone who is close family. It's called qarib in Arabic. Qarib. Huwa qaribi. He is my relative. Qaribi. My relative. Qaf, ra, ya, ba, an, ya. Qaribi. Al-aqarib. The relatives. العائلة والأقارب, the family and relatives. Moving on. هل أنت متزوج? هل أنت متزوج? A question always asked. هل أنت متزوج? Are you married? متزوج means married. If you're asking to a female, هل أنت متزوجة? Round T at the end. متزوجة means are you married? نعم أنا متزوج. Yes, I am married. وأحب أن أعرفك بعائلتي. It's a pleasure to inform you about my family. My family, عائلتي. Right? Let's move on. هو أعزب. هو أعزب. He is single. He is single. أعزب. That's adjective. أعزب means single. No, أنا أعزب. لا, I am single. أنا أعزب. أعزب means single. ألف عين زين أن باء. أعزب, single. عزباء. For female, you won't say أنا أعزب. You'll say أنا عزباء. I am single. عزباء. عين زين باء ألف أن راون تاء. Sorry, أن همزة. عين زين باء ألف أن همزة. عزباء. عزباء means not married. غير متزوجة. غير متزوجة. Also you can say أنا غير متزوج. Have the same meaning of أعزب. غير متزوج means I'm not married. Continuing. The word fiancé. Fiancé. خطيبة. Fiancé. خطيبة. Fiance. F-I-A-N-C-E. That's in English. خطيب for male, خطيبة for female. خطيب, خطايبة. أنا أرملة. She will say, I am أرملة means widow. أرملة is widow. ألف را ميم لام and round تاء. أرملة for female and أرمل for male. أرمل. ألف را ميم لام. أرمل means a person whose wife passed away. An armala for female. Moving on. Zawj, we know. Husband. Zawja, wife. We studied this before. Zawj, husband. Zayn wawjim. Zawja for female, just adding the round to wife. Mother, simple. We studied it before many times. Ab, father. Ab. Ibn, son. Ibn, son. Ibna, daughter. Ibna, daughter. Akh, I can see. Akh, brother. Brother, akh. Ukht, Yes, sister. أخت, sister. أختي, my sister. عم, uncle. عمة, aunt. Here refers to the paternal uncle. عم. In English, they use the same word for uncle, for عم and خال. They use the same word, which is uncle. In Arabic, there is a specific word for each one of them. For the maternal uncle is called خال in Arabic. خال. خا ألف لام. And the paternal is called عم. The paternal uncle, عم. Now, for aunt, the maternal aunt is خالة. And the paternal aunt is عمة. عمة. However, ابن العم, cousin. ابن العم, cousin. That's ابن العم, the cousin, my cousin. ابن العم, also cousin, my cousin. Then, there is جد, grandfather. Grandfather or grandpa. جدة, grandmother. جدة is grandmother. أخت الزوج, sister-in-law. أخت الزوج, sister-in-law. It's called أخت الزوج. أخت الزوج. And أخ الزوج means brother-in-law. أخ الزوج, brother-in-law. Moving on. There is also والد الزوجة, والد الزوجة, the father-in-law. والد الزوجة, father-in-law. والدة الزوجة, mother-in-law. والدة الزوجة, mother-in-law. So these are some phrases, important phrases related to the family. I wish that you memorized it and you understood it. And it's very important words, of course, because we use it in our daily life, and you will need to use it also in your daily life if you are communicating with Arabs.